This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free here and bring up anything you want. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll tell you more about the garbage cops in New York City, where one man decides he's had enough and is going to confront these goons who are pawing through people's garbage bags out in front of their homes. We'll tell you more about exactly what, you know, what is the law there in New York City.
I'm sure the law is that they can paw through your garbage anytime they feel like it.
The folks over at photographyisnotacrime.com have a story. And what's the legality of what they're doing as well? But first, we go to your phone calls and thoughts. Also on the way here tonight, big news out of Switzerland. There was a proposal to have an unconditional basic income, and the people have voted. We'll tell you what happened there. Again, toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Let's go to the amp lines where Raul is on the line in California. Raul, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark on the Live Sunday Show. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, good evening, guys.
Welcome.
So this question is going to be directed at Mark.
Okay.
So I'm a fairly new listener. I discovered Free Talk Live at the beginning of the year, so I'm not sure if this point has been addressed or asked. But I've noticed recently with the Johnson nomination that sometimes Ian refers to you as a Republican Mark. And what I sometimes notice is that in today's show, you stated that the government is more deadly than heart attacks, and that you disagree with, you know, basically the government, you know, providing basic services, like in this case, the trash service. So my question to you is, what stops you from identifying as a libertarian or, you know, full-fledged anarchist? And is the Republican Mark tag appropriate?
Sure. So Republican is a political party. It doesn't state a set of beliefs, right?
Correct.
I mean, people tend to think that you have a certain set of beliefs if you're part of a particular political party, but it doesn't necessarily mean that. So many people have moved to New Hampshire, and in order to, you know, be active and fulfill their activist claim, their pledge through the Free State Project, of which I'm still a member, unlike my co-host Ian. And what they've done is that they've gotten involved in the political process. Most of them have not gotten involved with the Libertarian Party. Most of them have gotten involved with, frankly, the Republican Party, and a few with the Democratic Party, the intention being that they can get elected without having to do as much work. To get on the ballot as a third party, it's much more difficult. And sometimes there's, you know, nonpartisan races, and people can get on that way. But you basically have to pick a party if you're going to run in, you know, a election for a state office, like House of Representatives or something like that. And, well, I picked the Republican Party because, frankly, I'm a pretty unconvincing Democrat. To me, the issues that are important are fiscal conservatism, spending less money, taxes, things like that. So I have been elected two times, and I should be going to register tomorrow for my third run at delegate to the state convention for the Republican Party, where we go and vote on the platform for the Republican Party. It's not binding.
Basically, you run unopposed for this.
Yeah, I had
a hard election.
Yeah. The one time I ran opposed, I got 25% of the vote in my town, which is more than you, Ian, with all your shenanigans. I basically have done nothing and gotten the amount of votes that more votes than you. So, yeah, I mean, that's basically.
You live in a different town, by the way.
I do. Thank goodness. I don't want to be in your town. and that's basically what it comes down to. It's not that I agree or disagree. What I think is that people should be able to choose which government services they want. And I particularly do not want to choose school services from the municipality. And that's kind of the big issue for me.
Okay. All I see. So you basically did what the Libertarian Party decided to do, was just, you know, elect the most electable candidate. So is that kind of like, that's kind of like what I got from your answer. Would you say that's kind of like...
Yeah,
right.
Usually, if I'm going to vote, I'm going to vote for the candidate that I believe is best for a given position. There's sometimes I consider the candidates to be, you know, equally distasteful, and I simply don't vote in that particular line item. But, you know, if somebody hits like a, I usually like to use an 80% threshold, but it's really hard to be science-y when it comes to voting.
Got it. So it's going to be a tough Republican convention,
Delegate to the state convention, and we're going to vote on the party platform. I'm not going to drive for a Republican convention, no.
You mean you're not going outside of New Hampshire?
No. I don't care anything about Republicans and Democrats outside of New Hampshire. Outside of New Hampshire, I'm going to mostly vote for third-party candidates because they're more likely to represent the things that are important to me.
Okay. All right. I see now. I got it.
Raul, any other thoughts you want to share?
No, that was it for tonight.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And, of course, it is the New Hampshire political season is basically kicking off this week. It was, I believe, Wednesday of last week was the first day that people could throw in their registration to run for various different political offices. And we've already seen many liberty-minded folks throwing in their hat into both the Republican and Democratic rings. And there are some people in the Republican and Democrat parties who are upset about this. They're mad that, oh, you free staters, you liberty people, you're coming in here and you're ruining our party.
Yeah, they want us to, like, identify ourselves.
Yep.
Wear a T-shirt that says free stater so that they're like, aha, mm-hmm. Now I know not to vote for you.
Well, one of the things that I believe a group called Granite State Progress, a progressive group, last 2 years ago, I guess in the last time there was an election, they did a lot of digging. They really did their research, and they were able to out a number of free staters. And I don't think people should hide their beliefs. I don't think that it's productive to try to pretend like you're someone you're not. So I've always been on the outs with my beliefs, and not everybody approaches politics from the same perspective.
I think that somebody should not be discounted from running simply because of a group that they're part of.
I agree.
I think that is a terrible sort of bigotry, but it is exactly what's going on here.
Yeah.
So what I would personally do is, if you wanted to be active politically in New Hampshire, is to move and not sign up for the Free State Project. That way you can honestly
say... You're not
a
free stater.
Yeah. And frankly...
There's no reason to sign up for the Free State Project.
Don't hang out. Don't spend a lot of time getting pictures taken with these people. I mean, honestly, just this is the kind of thing that we need to undermine by undermining it, because they're going out, they're digging, and they're finding out people are free staters. Well,
at this point, there's no reason.
In this case, Ian, are you a free stater?
I'm not.
Right. So you can honestly say you're not a free stater, but these people would say, yes, you are. You're a free stater because you're like them. It's weird.
Well, yeah, that's true. They'll call anybody
who... I've seen somebody born in New Hampshire,
yes,
which by the very definition is not a free stater. People say, you know, like I've seen a person who is currently a Democratic representative,
yep,
to the New Hampshire say, well, he may not be a free stater officially, but he's a free stater by our definition.
Sure, sure. It's become a... pejorative, I believe is the right term.
Yeah, it's pejorative.
Something that people say, you know, like the N-word, basically. In fact, I saw somebody commenting online about how we all need to go home and we don't want your kind
here.
Yeah,
exactly, say
we
that.
We don't want your kind.
I tell them I'm
here.
Happy to go. You go get every person from New Hampshire out of the state of Florida and I will go back. Because this is just how ludicrous it is.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Well, look, my dad was born here. So does it matter that he left here and then had sex with his wife outside of New Hampshire and had...
No, it's a stupid
yeah, it's
thing.
It's bigotry. It's just plain bigotry.
If you love state 35 miles. There's no place in New Hampshire that is more than 35 miles from your statist paradise.
Vermont, Massachusetts,
Maine.
Maine's not terrible in a lot of ways.
It's
but
not terrible, but...
Vermont's actually pretty decent in a lot of ways, too.
They're certainly. But you can get whatever you want. Move. I did.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Because this is, many people who have moved for the Free State Project want to take a softer line. And the fact is that they're a certain type of person if we are successful in creating a state where freedom, where freedom from state intrusion is the norm, those people are going to be very unhappy because they want to use the state. Those people would be better off if they just left.
855-453. You can join us on Free Talk Live.
When I adopted her, she was a mess. Scabs, itching, licking, missing fur, hot spots, a thin, dull coat. So I take the dog to the vet for the standard run-of-the-mill tests and treatments. No results. I hear your advertisement on the radio.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
So I get the 5-pound box of Dynavite and the Lico Chops within a 4-week total. Instead of a German Shedder, I have a German Shepherd. Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life because she gets fed Dynavite. And the results, they're just incredibly outstanding. And she loves it. When you rescue a dog, you have to do the right thing. You've got to feed him right for life. Do the Dynavite. Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Pat Matthews back again to talk about BuySellMakeOffer.com. And this time, it's all about selling your stuff online. Here's my son Frank.
I just listed two video games I no longer play, Battlefield Bad Company and Gears of War, and I expect to get $10 each for them real soon.
And was it hard?
Nope. I just set up my free account that's good for 30 days and put them out there for everyone to see.
BuySellMakeOffer.com makes it so easy to sign up and list those things around the house that you no longer need, but somebody else always does. Start your free 30-day trial right now. And remember, there is never a listing fee with BuySellMakeOffer.com. Sell your video games, old vinyl records, furniture, cars, yes, even your home, and so much more. You can even use video and Skype to buy and sell. Join the revolution. Go to BuySellMakeOffer.com right now. What are you waiting for?
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition of the program. You can join us right here, toll free, 855-450-FREE. We're talking about the garbage cops. We'll give you a little bit more information about what's happening in New York City, where people are having their garbage gone through, and it's probably nothing new. It's probably been going on for a while. It's just now somebody finally took out their camera and recorded it. And in fact, not only recorded them pawing through people's garbage, but confronted these goons about what they were doing and got a little angry about it. We'll continue that story here in moments. It's Ian and Mark in the studio tonight. You know, the root cause of most of society's ills is neither malice nor negligence, but a mere superstition, an unquestioned assumption which has been accepted on faith by nearly everyone of all ages, races, religions, education, and income levels, maybe even you. If people were able to recognize this one belief for what it is, an utterly irrational, self-contradictory, and horribly destructive myth, most of the violence, oppression, and injustice in the world would cease. But that'll happen only when people dare to honestly and objectively re-examine their belief systems. The Most Dangerous Superstition by Larkin Rose exposes this myth for what it is, showing how nearly everyone, as a result of one particular unquestioned assumption, is directly contributing to violence and oppression without even realizing it. If you imagine yourself to be a compassionate, peace-loving, civilized human being, you must read this book, The Most Dangerous Superstition. You can find it on Amazon and over at LarkinRose.com. As we go back to your calls and thoughts, Pat is in Virginia, listening to WNIS. Hello, Pat. I'm doing well. You're a little muffled. Are you talking directly into your phone?
Yeah. Let me turn down the volume. That might help.
I don't know if that's going to help, but we can understand you. Go ahead if you got something quick.
I wanted to talk about the I called in a couple weeks ago and we talked about the out in Washington State about the salmon fishing in the rivers.
Yeah, I recall that.
The Indians were getting all the salmon. Well, the fisheries and game said that.
I can't even understand him.
No.
I'm sorry, dude. You're going to have to find a better phone. We're going to let you go. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Story from photographyisnotacrime.com. If you missed it, in the last hour, we played a video of a man confronting some garbage cops in New York City and just basically yelling at them and calling them out for the awful things that they're doing, pawing through people's trash to write them citations for not recycling properly. Here's a story from photographyisnotacrime.com. New York, as hard as it is to believe, has sanitation police. I got to say, it's not hard to believe that about New York. These guys have cops for everything.
I wonder how many cities in the United States have garbage cops.
Good question. If you live in one of them, you can call us toll-free, 855-450-FREE. I suspect there are some in which code enforcement does this job. So they're technically probably not cops in some places, Mark, but they likely have bureaucrats who do that enforcing, mm-hmm. just without calling them the police. Anyway, they are technically peace officers in New York City. They can make arrests, and they can also give tickets. But they can't give a ticket unless they know you're in violation of the law. But is searching through someone's trash to determine if someone is breaking the law a violation of the Fourth Amendment? In 2015, the Pacific Legal Foundation filed a lawsuit seeking an injunction to void an ordinance that bans people who live in Seattle from throwing food and compostable items in the trash, saying the ordinance calls for massive and persistent snooping and violates privacy.
Yeah, that seems accurate to me.
According to Brian Hodges, the managing attorney with the Pacific Northwest Center in Bellevue, he said, quote, in short, this program calls for massive and persistent snooping on the people of Seattle. This is not just objectionable as a matter of policy. It's a flagrant assault on people's constitutional rights.
Some judge is going to uphold this stuff, though. They're going to say, well, look, it's the government that's collecting the trash, the government that's sorting the trash. And
you put it on the curb. It's anyone's game in some states.
Yeah.
Now, in New Hampshire, I'm told that's not the case in New Hampshire. I'm told that if you put something out on the curb and it's in, you know, a black garbage bag or something that's opaque, that it's still technically your property because you've hired someone private to take that away from you because it's not being done by the government.
Probably true.
The government has no right to go through.
But I can tell you municipalities all across America are giving up glass recycling. And the reason they're doing it is because it's just too expensive. It doesn't make financial sense. Currently, there's enough, you know, silica out there, sand, that they can just
make more glass.
Yeah, make cheaper. More glass more cheaply, and that it's just easier to throw it in the ground or crush it and use it as substrate. I think that's the best use for it, personally, is just to smash the glass up and then use it as, often they'll use it like foundations for houses or whatever.
Interesting.
In the same places that they would use sand, they'll use crushed glass as substrate.
Because it could turn back to sand over time, right, or something?
No, it won't turn back. It's just good for a substrate.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
It drains well and that kind of thing.
Jeff Steyer, New Yorker and senior fellow at the National Center for Public Policy Research, congratulated Seattle residents, saying, "I wish I'd thought of that idea myself. I live in New York City. We have extremely strict recycling laws. They're moving toward requiring composting as well, first in sports arenas and restaurants and hotels, and then in homes as well. As a New York City resident, I must recycle," he said. "If I don't recycle, there will be a $25 fine the first time, a $50 fine the second time, a $100 fine for the third violation, and a $500 fine for four or more violations within a six-month period." Readers may be wondering how sanitation officers determine if someone is violating recycling laws. They feel your garbage bags. If they feel there is a recyclable item in your trash bag, they will open it up and check.
Then that becomes probable cause because they felt it.
They can't give you a fine without knowing what's in there. So they're looking into your garbage in order to give you a fine. So, according to the story, there is an update. Last Wednesday, as a result of the lawsuit, King County Superior Court Judge Beth Andrus ruled that Seattle's ordinance allowing garbage collectors to look through people's trash to make sure food scraps aren't going into the garbage was, quote, unconstitutional and void, unquote.
So where do food scraps go now?
They can go into the garbage.
Okay, they can.
The judge overturned the Seattle ordinance, saying that they couldn't. So Seattle was trying to stop people from putting food scraps.
So they were saying
garbage.
That composting now is mandatory?
That's what they were trying to do, the ordinance has been overturned.
I wouldn't want to do meat composting. I
wouldn't That'd be want really bad.
Animal products. You know, I wouldn't want to do that in my own.
Critters are going to get in there and they're going to spread that.
They're
going to
be very interested. We do plenty of vegetation for composting at my house, but not animal products.
Well, now it sounds like New York is moving towards mandatory composting. So now you're going
to
have
a lot of these places are going to do that, as though it's a real problem to pick up food scraps and take them to the dump. Oh, this is going to be terrible for the dump to have food scraps in it that are going to deteriorate and turn into dirt relatively quickly.
Right.
It just makes no sense. It's all about aesthetics. Oh, well, it looks much better if we call it composting and then we use the soil that it makes. And I'm not saying you don't, but you're going to use the soil from the dump. There are lots of really great housing developments out there that are built on
dumps. Soil. Yeah.
And it's okay.
The toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us here, maybe you've got thoughts on mandatory recycling. And there are still some places where you don't have to do it. And the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. There was a great Penn and Teller's BS years ago about recycling. They got me to stop doing it. For the most part, it's a waste. There's some things where it's economically feasible, but most of the things not included. This is Free Talk Live. You can share your thoughts.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is, the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, live Sunday edition of the show. Of course, plenty of time for you to join us here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight with you, it's Ian.
And Mark.
You know what? We talk a lot about alternative currency here on Free Talk Live. We love the idea of getting your U.S. dollars or whatever fiat currencies you happen to have, whatever state run currencies, out. Get your value out of those currencies. Put it into something else. Gold, silver, those are the classic alternatives. And now Bitcoin is sort of taking the world by storm as the key alternative to these government monies. Because the government has nothing to do with Bitcoin. It's a stateless, free market, non-political currency. It can't be inflated or controlled by any government. And by using their money, you're helping the state. So stop doing it. You've got an incredible alternative available right now. Learn it, use it, and spread it. Go to Bitcoin.com and get started with Bitcoin. That's Bitcoin.com.
Now, Bitcoin was on a big run at one point. Do you recall?
You mean recently or long time ago?
A couple of years ago.
Because recently it's gone up like $100 in the last week or two.
Right. I'm seeing it on quite a run. Actually, over the last few months, it's basically gone from $200 to $563 is what I'm seeing. $575 is what I'm seeing it at.
It
now
wasn't in the $200 range since last year.
I remember it recently enough.
Okay. A year ago.
Okay, is that
a year can go pretty fast.
Okay, as it does. Yeah. You know, you work the same job, you live in the same house, you keep the same wife, you get the same kid. Yes, the year goes by quickly. But it's jumped up relatively recently, and I guess it reminds me of the last jump up.
Mm-hmm.
At one point, there were two run-ups in Bitcoin to, like, was it 260 and then 1175 were the previous run-ups. Is that
I believe 1,100 or so was the highest that it's ever reached.
And those run-ups were caused by, the speculation is, we don't have complete proof, but it's likely, they were caused by this thing called the Willy Bot, a trading bot on Mt. Gox, Mt. Gox, which was this the biggest trading platform at the time. Now, I had gotten all my money out of Mt. Gox because things were too weird, but it was still affecting the price of the marketplace. It was driving these other exchanges. And Bitcoin got essentially inflated by shenanigans. Well, Mt. Gox is out of the running now, and it seems like this run-up is much more organic. Mm-hmm. I'm just looking for the shenanigans here. Do you see any? Because I don't see any.
I mean, the Bitcoin market is larger now than it's ever been.
It's
being
driven by Chinese purchases at this point.
Mt. Gox, the site you're referencing, was just sort of a behemoth in the beginning because it was the most used sort of Bitcoin exchange out there. But now there are a bunch of Bitcoin exchanges all around the globe. And so I would imagine that if there were shenanigans at one Bitcoin exchange, it wouldn't do much
to
affect.
It's a much more robust marketplace than it used to be.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Do I have my ears to the ground or anything like that? And am I listening for any kind of scams? I mean, there's always some sort of scam out there in the world. And I just heard about this one actually tonight. We had a Bitcoin meetup here in Keene. We had a Bitcoin meetup a couple times a month here. And one of them was tonight. And apparently someone came into a local store that is a Bitcoin accepting store here in the area and pitched this idea of a one coin to them. Now, apparently this is a pyramid scheme.
Ah, good.
The one coin.
Gotta have one of those.
Is what it's called. This thing is basically, vaporware. There's nothing there. There's nothing behind it. The claims that the people are making for it are in no way provable. The terms and conditions on their website actually disclaims everything they say. There's a line in the terms of conditions that says that nothing... I wish I had it in front of me. I didn't know we were going to talk about this, but I was reading an article about it, and there's actually a line in the terms and conditions that basically says we can't warrant that any of the information on this website is true, accurate, or in any way believable, essentially.
Great.
So they basically, in their terms and conditions, disclaim every single claim that the site makes. And in fact, you can't even find this thing, this OneCoin, on the list of altcoins. There are websites like coincap.io
right.
that list the hundreds of these alternatives to Bitcoin. There are a bunch of other coins out there, digital currencies, that are trying to top Bitcoin, and this one coin, this scam coin, if you will, doesn't even show up on that list. It's that worthless.
If it's not in the top 20 on coincap.io, by the way, their app is awesome.
Yeah.
I'd rather get I prefer their app over their website.
The website looks nice. I mean, the app's cool, too.
The website's fine. I guess I love the My Altfolio section of their app. I just think that's particularly useful and interesting. But if it's not in the top 20, 25 or something, I would just dismiss it out of hand. I'm leery of altcoins generally, and they've got to kind of prove themselves to me.
Yeah.
But Bitcoin had to prove itself to me, too.
So, anyway, go check out Bitcoin.com. Switzerland, in other news from independent.co.uk, has voted overwhelmingly to reject the proposals for universal basic income. Which is interesting, right? Because people look at some of these Nordic countries as these icons of socialism. Yet, when given the opportunity to create an even more socialized kind of program, guaranteed income for every single person in the state in Switzerland, it was rejected by 78% of the voters.
According to Switzerland.
According to the projections from the national broadcaster SRFI, had it passed, anyone legally residing in Switzerland would have received suggested basic income of 2,500 Swiss francs, I believe, is what SFR stands for. It's about 1,700 pounds every month, whether they worked or not.
1,700 pounds is like $2,000.
Supporters of the basic income had said that half the work done in Switzerland is unpaid, such as housework and care in the community. They stated that such income would help this work become, quote, more valued, unquote. Critics attacked the concept as there was no plan of how to fund the costly policy, something supporters said was the responsibility of Swiss Parliament. Indeed, no parliamentary party came out in favor of the policy. one of the key issues in the referendum. I thought the proposal, didn't we talk about this before?
Yeah.
Where the proposal was that they were going to stop welfare?
So the thing is the proposals, the devil's in the details on these basic incomes.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Milton Friedman, the storied, conservative or libertarian economist, he proposed this. He called it the negative income tax. He proposed this, but only in the absence of other government welfare services. And I think that it may be more efficient. That's why I might, maybe you can convince me, because it's more efficient.
Well, apparently it didn't convince the Swiss.
Sure, because they don't want somebody to sort of... The fact is if you give money to a certain type of person, they're going to lounge around, use it to do whatever they do, drugs or whatever.
Yeah, they're going to inject it or snort it or smoke it.
And then you're going to have to deal with them when they're done. Right? So then they have some kind of medical episode. You're like, hey, we don't give free medical care here to losers anymore. We'll just put them out. Well, I don't want them in my house. All right, we'll lay them on the sidewalk. Right?
So, that's not okay.
Yeah, it gets difficult to decide what to do with these people. So you have the socialized fire department or EMS or a rescue service coming.
Mm-hmm.
To somebody's house to deal with the, the person who's had the overdose who gets the socialized care. I mean, maybe you don't even have socialized fire department services at that point. You probably shouldn't. If you're going to give a basic income to people, they should be allotting a certain amount of that income to, I don't know, ambulance services if they need it.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
At that point, you've got capitalistic or free market ambulance services that come and just move the body out of your house if you don't want it there and lay it where? I don't know. The park? It gets very complicated.
One of the key issues in the referendum had been the view put forward by the right-wing Swiss People's Party that the new policy would cause wide-scale immigration due to Switzerland's agreement to the free movement of people with all 28 EU member states. SVP spokesperson Louis Stam told the BBC, theoretically, if Switzerland were an island, basic income would be possible. You could cut down on existing social payments and instead pay a certain amount of money to every individual. But with open borders, it's a total impossibility. If you would offer every individual a Swiss account of or amount of money, you would have billions of people who would try to move to Switzerland. Your thoughts are welcome here. We can talk more about the vote against basic income in Switzerland. 855-450-FREE.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from incorporate.com. 1-800-945-9372. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-9372. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-9372. That's 1-800-945-9372.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, and you're invited to join us here. You can bring up anything you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you like Free Talk Live, you want to help support the show, then you can shop with us. Just go to shop.freetalklive.com and enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. Whatever it is you buy, we'll get a cut, because that's just what they do. They send us a portion of their profits when you enter through shop.freetalklive.com. It's the same great Amazon experience you're used to, with the shipping deals that you're used to, the reviews, the huge selection, all of that, the Prime. Just get your shopping started at shop.freetalklive.com. We were talking about the Switzerland vote, where 78% rejected, according to projections, I guess it was going on this weekend, 78% rejected the idea of the basic income of about 2,000 per month, 2,500 Swiss francs, around 11 or around 1,755 British pounds.
I find this very interesting because it's basically a rejection of the notion of positive rights generally.
So what is a positive right?
A positive right is a right that requires something from someone else. So a right to an education, a right to medical care, a right to a variety of things would be considered a positive right. A negative right is
the right to be left alone.
Yeah, essentially what you can generate from yourself. So freedom of religion. Your religion is your own because your mind is your own.
Mm-hmm.
Your freedom of speech. Your speech is your own because your voice box is your own. Freedom to travel. Your legs are yours as long as you're traveling where you're allowed to travel. You're not traveling across somebody's vegetable garden or something like that. The right to peacefully assemble. All these things don't require anything from someone else. So the right to an education, well, that requires somebody to pay for that education.
It requires a teacher.
There are public schools. Here in the United States, the standard is a public school. So it's a government-funded school that is generally the worst in its given grade and district. So if you look for the worst school, that has a particular in a particular grade, say third grade. You look for the worst third grade class in a given school district. That third grade class is likely operated by the government. And then they force everybody in that district to pay for that third grade so that the poor people can get an education. Well, frankly, if you look in that third grade class, the people that are in it are not the poor people. They're generally the middle class people. So it's just a, you know, a particular mess. But somebody has to pay that teacher. Usually that teacher is paid more than the teachers at the other third grade classes. So you can see that paying more doesn't result in better teaching. It just results in sloth, by the looks of it. And ultimately, what you get is the parents of the people that want to send their kids to better schools for third grade are robbed to send the kids to school of the parents who just don't give a flying flip at a rolling donut what happens to the education of their kids. So that's it. That's what happens with positive rights. That's how that works.
You're saying this was a rejection of positive rights?
It is ultimately
but
a rejection.
But don't they have single-payer health care?
I'm sure they've got everything over there. I don't know the specifics about Switzerland. I know that they don't have a minimum wage. I believe Switzerland still doesn't have a minimum wage. But they're ultimately, this is what it comes down to, is people are, they're not willing to let somebody manage their rights. They're not willing to say, okay, you've got a right to an income. They're willing to say, oh, you've got a right to education, you've got a right to medical care, you've got a right to this and that and the other thing, but they're still not willing to take that last and final step that says, the simple fact that you were born on this planet, a human being, means that you get to have money. And I'm heartened slightly by that.
So here's a little bit about the Swiss healthcare system, just because I had asked. From expatica.com, it appears to be a website about being an expatriate, a guide to accessing the Swiss healthcare system. They claim here that it is outstanding. It is combined public, subsidized private, and totally private healthcare system, creates an extensive network of highly qualified doctors and hospitals, the best-equipped medical facilities, and no waiting lists. But it all comes at a price. Around 10% of the average Swiss salary goes toward health insurance premiums. There is no free state health service in Switzerland. So there is no universal health care in Switzerland. Unlike
Thanks for answering that.
Other European countries, the Swiss health care system is not tax-based or financed by employers, but is paid for by the individual through contributions into health insurance schemes. Although it does sound like
forced.
There might be a mandate to do that. The system is universal, but it is administered by individual cantons. And I think the canton is the equivalent of a state.
State or something.
In Switzerland.
As I understand, Zug is the freest one.
This means that everyone living in Switzerland must have basic health and accident insurance. So sort of like the United States federal government is trying to mandate people get health insurance. The Swiss government has done that.
Just about every state mandates car insurance, yes.
This means...
And one of the things about one of the real problems with the mandates for health insurance is they don't really allow companies to compete. Each state, although you have to have health insurance, the states make it difficult for certain companies to get in.
That's
compete.
Correct. It's
so
hard.
You can't get a health insurance program from another state. It's just ridiculous.
You pay monthly premiums to the insurer, and you also have to pay a contribution toward the cost of medical consultations and treatments. So there is still an out-of-pocket cost for every visit to a doctor, for instance. It's not all just freebie just because you have the insurance. Each family member must be insured individually. Babies are insured from birth, but to continue to cover, you have to take out health insurance for a child within 3 months of the birth. Children don't need to be insured by the same company as their parents, and as of 2014, an adult pays around CHF 400, don't know what the CHF stands for, in health insurance premiums. If you are in Switzerland for less than 3 months, you may be exempted from the requirement for holding basic health insurance. If you have a European health insurance card, your own health insurance policy, travel insurance, or a company health care plan. So there you go. A little bit more information about the article goes on, obviously, but to just give you a little more info about Swiss health care. So apparently it is not the universal one-size-fits-all system, but still government-mandated insurance coverage.
Yeah, I guess that basically they're just trying to prevent somebody from becoming a problem for others.
So then again, we come back to the numbers. 78% of people in Switzerland rejecting the universal basic income. Maybe it's not as of a socialist country as some of its neighbors. It doesn't sound that way.
You know, I kind of have some understanding for a government that says you got to have health insurance, because it's clear that everybody's going to need some kind of medical care at some point in their life. And I get why, nobody else wants to. I don't want to pay for it. But mm-hmm. what we've seen is there's an increase in prices here in the United States. And that's not
because of Obamacare, you mean?
Yeah, ultimately.
Now, of course, the theory, I think one of the theories behind what's coming next out of Obamacare would be that if they keep driving these health insurance companies to buy each other out and preventing others from getting into the business, because who would want to get into a business where you are forced to cover certain people who otherwise you would refuse coverage because mm-hmm. they're already sick?
Yep.
Generally, that's bad business in order to do that. The idea being that eventually they'll drive health insurance companies to further consolidate and ultimately to go out of business, because if they continue to have to accept by government mandate customers that are an expense, then that's going to, you know, make it too difficult for them. They're going to have to raise prices to the point where it'll be insane.
Well, some people really believe that you can get sick and then go get insurance to get it covered, and it's just...
That apparently is, I believe, what the law authorizes, doesn't it?
Well, now you're going to get fined if you don't have insurance.
Yeah, well, that's if you pay taxes.
Well, that's true. Not just if you pay taxes, but if you file income tax forms.
That's what I mean.
You will be fined if you don't have health insurance.
Yeah.
That's why Liberty Health Share at libertyhealthshare.org or joinlhs.com is so great.
So if you want to join us here and bring up whatever's on your mind, you can do that. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. There's other interesting news from the international front, where the new president-elect in the Philippines, Duterte, who we've been talking about since his election and just before his election, he's sort of called the Trump of the Philippines, is now arguing that, or now telling the people of the country to just go ahead and kill people that they consider to be drug dealers. He says he has their back if they do that. So we can tell you more about
that. Means that, some people are going to get killed and then he's not going to have their back.
That's probably the case. But ultimately, he has promised to just execute criminals, Mark, and then have his police execute criminals, suspected criminals, and then that he will pardon the police who do that. So maybe he's going to offer pardons to people
who might pardon the police
are killing drug dealers in the streets. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3. More about the madman in the Philippines and the other guy, Trump. What's the latest with him? There's apparently a war on press freedom going on in the Trump camp. This is Free Talk Live.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.